Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The overall story for grain futures were lower today, led by the soybeans, which have been the strong one. But today it was just the opposite. We did have some profit taking on ideas that farmers here in the U.S. are starting to sell that crop as it's rallied $1.30 off of contract lows. The high today in November, soybeans was 10.53 and three quarters. And of course, it closed on the low down 18 and a half at 10.24 and a half. We'll start to shift to the January contract, as the last trading day for the November contract is this Friday, first notice day is this Friday, and that will cause everybody to shift over to January. It's at $10.30, and so we have about a normal carry in between the Nov and the Jan, anyway of about 7 cents, but it was down 19 in January. Corn futures seem to just follow along, steady for the most part all day, and then at the very end they got weaker, close 2 cents lower in the December corn. And then for wheat, we were actually higher for the most part all day until the very end, and we sold off pretty hard in the last 10 minutes of trade. Chicago December closed down 2.5 at 535 and three quarters, while Kansas City down 5 at 601 and a half. July of 2015 down 3 cents at 603 and a quarter.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
This morning's export report was neutral for beans, which was kind of surprising, a little bit bearish for meal. Beans were 1.326 million metric tons, right in the middle of the range. Soybean meal was at the low end, 148,000, looking for 150 to 300. Normally don't mention soybean meal, but with its recent rally, I figured that it was a pertinent information. And since it's kind of been the driver behind the whole soybean move, that'd be interesting to talk about. And then corn futures, negative 489,000 metric tons. We were looking for 700 to 900, so that was a bit disappointing. And then wheat above the range, looking for 300 to 375, and it came in at 445,000. Again, first notice day this Friday for the November beans. The CME has been hiking some of the soybean complex margin rates. A lot of people say whenever they start to move margin rates, that's a sign of a high or a low in the market. We'll see. There were 132,000 metric tons of bean bought by China. So even after this rally, it's still kind of overall bullish on the world market. And we had a U.S. GDP this morning at 3.5% for the third quarter. That was above expectations of 3%, which is kind of a big event in terms of the overall economy.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle 57 higher at 167.32, February up 10 and 167.47. November feeder cattle 117 higher at 234.22, January 52 higher at 228.47. December lean hogs down 140 at 87.20, February down 110 at 86.95. In the grains, December Kansas City wheat down 4.5 at 602, March down 4 at 607.25. December Chicago wheat down 2.25 at 536, March down 2 at 549. December corn down 1.25 at 374, March down 1.5 at 387. November soybeans down 18.75 at 1024.25, January down 19.25 at 1029.75. December cotton 85 lower at 64.50, March down 20 at 63.02. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.